Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. We are back with another Empowering Bites, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Mamone. Also fully known as Gabriella Gabby 1B, 1B Mamone. Hey.
You know, you sound sometimes like a musical instrument.
Oh, Lord
have
mercy.
It's so, like, harmonious.
No, I don't even know. Sometimes when I'm listening back during the editing, I'm like, oh, gosh.
No, okay. That's great. I love it.
I love it.
Okay. I love it. So here we are.
So true story. I'll kick it off today because... true story. We're recording this on International Women's Day, so... You know, it's International Women's Year. So, yeah. We're recording this on International Women's Day, and this is probably airing in April. So, you know, whatever. But, and I was letting her know that I was at an event where I spoke, and there was just something that awoke in me, like something that emboldened me. And I felt this desire really to help women, to even lean in more for myself. Into sort of that inner knowing of my fabulousness. And it's interesting because I actually heard Jennifer Gibbs earlier this week. And I think probably it started from there where she actually gave women permission in the room to write their resume from the place where they're pretty awesome. You know, like as you're writing your resume, just like write it as someone who you think is pretty awesome, you know? And I think it's just like, it's this urgency to get everyone to like the space of inner awesome. Like,
yeah,
because we truly are. And so, you know, I presented that to Gabby and we started to kind of circulate. So what we really want to talk about today, and knowing Gabby, she has a couple of them lined up. We want to just talk about the labels that probably dim our light or move us away from our inner awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And I think inner awesome is a knowing. This might even be empowered in your inner awesome. That might be the title of this. Yeah.
I think it's a knowing.
It's a knowing in a moment. And for me, what my inner awesome, maybe Gabby, you could tell me what your inner awesome is. And then we'll start to talk about the labels that we feel that detract from that, right? That people latch onto. But for me, it's like, it doesn't really matter what I'm going through. Yeah. I just know that I have just this inner awesomeness to myself that I'm going to get through this. I might cry.
Yeah.
Shit. I might feel afraid. I might be uncertain. I might need some more clarity. I might need some help. I might need some port. I might be trembling. I might feel belly burn. I might fart because I'm so nervous. Like, you know what I mean? all of those things may happen, but like at the end of the day, like I'm an inner awesome. Like there's an inner awesome in me that is just like, yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm still going to be badass through it all. You know, like, I don't think all of those things detract from us being inner awesome. What does it feel like for you?
Well, you have to actually think, what does it take for you to be in the zone, in your own zone? What does that inner fabulousness mean? And for me, it's like wisdom, it's insight, it's knowing my worth, my value, my beauty, my sensuality, my passion, my kindness, my love, my joy, all of the things, right? But it's really feeling that confidence, like, I know my worth. When someone wants to hire me to speak, I know my worth. I'm not charging them for the half an hour keynote. I'm charging them for the lasting impression that they are going to have, the audience, the ROI that it's going to bring, the changes that will happen in their life.
You're also charging them for however long you've been alive, like the wisdom of that course. You gained, right? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I know my worth as a speaker, and man, I'm confident about it. And so as an example, I know my worth as a mom. I absolutely know my worth, and I'm getting really good now at boundaries. You know, the old Gabby would say yes to everyone and yes to everything. But now it's okay for me to say no, and I don't have to explain why.
No, you're right. You're right.
If I need to say no, then it's a no, and that's okay.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because, I like the aspect of it. Like, well, on my vision board, and I see it every day. It says $500 billion, which is what I think I'm worth.
Love it. Yeah.
And we can negotiate down from there. But it's like, I actually like that you brought into this, like, you know your worth as a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not afraid to charge for it, right? Like, yeah, I like that, because it took me a while to get to that point where people want to pay to hear what I have to say. Right? Like, it's and it's like, that's pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Like... But there are people now hear this. For anyone that's listening, have you ever dimmed your light, or have you ever put a label on yourself, or has anyone ever put a label on you, changed your identity because of that label? And that, I think, can actually change the trajectory of our fabulousness.
Oh, you know, I kind of spoke about that today at another event I spoke about. I said, when I was a kid, there was, and I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast before, like way back when, but tell me if you remember. So when I was a kid, and it was in high school, and when I grew up in a white neighborhood, and I, you know, I was subject to a lot of racism and stuff like that. And, and my parents, being Nigerian, didn't necessarily have the tools, you know, to be able to sort of navigate that. But anyway, so one day, one of the popular kids said to me, my grandfather owned your grandmother, okay? And so I had been to Nigeria, and I remember I'd been to the village, and I knew my grandmother is, you know? And I remember going home crying because everybody was laughing at me. And I think at the time I was more so crying because everybody was laughing versus crying because I actually understood what that meant, because I didn't know what that meant, right? So I went home, and I don't know if my mom didn't know what it meant, but what my mom said, and when I told her mom, the kids were laughing at me after this kid said, my grandfather owned your grandmother. She says, Nkechi, what white man did you see in the village? Did you see any white man in the village? And there was no white man in the village. So she says, so how is it now that his grandfather, who's white, owns Mamoji, or my mom's mom, right? And I was like, it's true.
It's true.
So armed with truth, I went back to school, and with my, like, in a little attitude, I said, your grandfather couldn't own my grandmother because I was in the village and I didn't see any white man there.
Now that's your fabulousness coming out.
Right. And so I think about the moral of that. When you are armed with truth. And so life deposits a bunch of lies in us.
Yes.
And I think the lies are anything, to your point, that dim our light.
Yeah.
That silence our voice.
Yeah.
That make us feel we're not enough. And it's just a lie. And if you can uproot the lie, if you first of all, you can find the lie and uproot the lie and replace it with truth, guess what? You're in your own, you're awesome.
Yeah. You're fabulous. Ah, that's such a great story. I love the way you depict your mom's voice, by the way. That was fun. That was fun.
She may not like it, but I'll never forget. I mean, there's other stories like that. I was like, huh. But it's right. When somebody gives you truth and you're like, huh. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Why am I believing that lie? You know?
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what it is. We need to have truth tellers around us, right? People that can help us see the truth. And
you know what that comes up for me is living authentically, being grounded in your values, driven by purpose, you know, and that helps you transform your life.
Empowered from our truth. Maybe it's empowered from our truth, not necessarily our inner awesome. Maybe it's really, it's about that. It's like, that's the work we need to do is that if we're not feeling inner awesome, like I think about, sorry, so much stuff for coming up for me right now, by the way. I'm sure if I did a calculate who spoke more on this podcast.
That's okay.
Because AI does everything now, right? But, it makes me think back to, you know, the WXN experience that I shared where, you know, when Princess Sarah said that we need to push through the fear. And it made me think back right away to Marianne Williamson and the book and the work I did, which was really about that. It was about, it's true. Babies are born into love.
Yes.
I mean, I don't see a lot of babies born, but I see them. I see a lot of pictures of babies and they don't look hateful to me. Right.
No, and so, they're all
right,
in love.
They don't. Right. And, babies are born into love and then we learn hate.
Yes.
And anything we learn, like I know what it's like if I haven't, let's just say there's a speech I memorized and I did really, and I delivered it and I haven't done it for a year. I have to relearn it.
Yes.
Right. And so that means that it's possible to unlearn. So why do I have to relearn it? Because I wasn't regurgitating the speech over time. So the things that have the propensity to dim our light, to actually move us away from our most loving experiences, is because we're constantly reliving them in our mind. And so the key is to pull them out. And I always say expose them to light. And what I mean by that is like light could be therapy. Light could be, you know, and like taking it out and asking questions. Why did this happen? Why did I feel this way? What is the real truth? What could I felt? What's another perspective? Mm-hmm. Like it's actually throwing more loving thoughts at it. And then reinserting it back into you, because I think we can't be void of the experiences that we have. I think all of them are a beautiful tapestry of creating who we are on today. Right.
Oh, I love this conversation. And I wish it could go on, but we want to be mindful that we give.
She's like, it's time, Inc. You're talking way too much. We're at 12 minutes and 46.
No, I love it. But we'll do a part two, maybe.
Yes, Gabby's right. So did we stay on topic? I think we did. So just to wrap it up, really. I think my desire really is we need more. We need more people unapologetically and through leveraging courage, not waiting, being urgent about it, shining their light, because there is a transcendent nature to that. Like the way that it empowers the next person to do the same, it is something that truly does happen unconsciously. And so when you shine your light, you don't actually know who has just benefited, but somebody has. And I think more of us just need to hold that responsibility and just be light bearers everywhere we go and knowing that it's making a difference. So there's a lot more inner awesome people out there. And I ask you to get really bold. I ask you to be on the lookout, lurk spaces, find the people that have the propensity to be dimming their light and just help them just, you know, just tune that dial up, you know?
Oh, I absolutely love that. Help them know their worth, know your worth.
That's right.
Inner wisdom, be
That's right.
authentic.
That's right. Empowered so in beautiful. Our truth, you know, speak the truth.
Yeah.
And so, madam, this is where we have to say, we're out. I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And it's bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered of My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.